at your conference table or your tailgate spot. We bring the know-how, we got a lot. Local experts with a digital plan. We'll boost your biz with a helping hand. Ready. Results top tier. Reading Online Marketing, we're right here.
Okay. Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, powered by Visa and Norton, two brands that protect you. In fact, we'll get to that a little bit later on. But hey, this is the first new show of 2026, and so I hope you all had a wonderful holiday season, and cheers to an extraordinary year ahead to all of you. Thank you for tuning into the program. This first Tech It Out show back is also a big one, as I'm here in Las Vegas for the annual Consumer Electronics Show, now simply referred to as CES, where all the big tech products make its initial debut. It was a wild show with robots and self-driving cars, innovative laptops, giant TVs that were also ridiculously thin, and of course, AI everything. And so all the interviews today are about highlights from CES. We're going to kick things off with LG. Also on the show today, Lenovo. We'll have a tech analyst, Avi Greengart, join us for his top picks, and digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong. I'll also share some highlights that I talked about on TV this past week as well. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out CES edition. All right, let's kick things off. Well, LG Electronics had another spectacular showing at CES this year. Of course, this is the annual Consumer Electronics Show, or that's what it used to be called, now just simply CES. It's held every January in Las Vegas, where I'm recording this right now, to tell us all about the return of LG's iconic wallpaper TV and robots, by the way. Back on the program, we've got Gil Pereira, senior go-to market manager at the company. Welcome back to the show, Gil. Hope you're having a great CES so far.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me back. It's been great. Busy as always, which is great to see all the people flooding through the show floor and in our LG booth. It's been really exciting so far. Thanks for having me.
You have such a presence here that you're in multiple locations, because I was at the LG booth in Central Hall yesterday, but I know you're also at the Fountain Blue for some one-on-one demos and all that. So congrats on a great showing, as I mentioned off the top. Before we get into specific products, is there an overall or pervasive theme for LG at CES this year?
Yes, definitely. So for 2026, we're building on previous years where we're looking at innovation in tune with you. So we've gone to market with this AI technology in the past. LG specifically does something more in tune with the everyday impact that the customer has. So the affectionate impact of AI and how that stays in tune with the person, whether it's at home in the morning when they're getting ready for work, on the ride to work in the car, at work with your various tech devices and internet connected devices. And then obviously when you're at home, kind of relaxing and unwinding to end your day, whether it's watching TV or cooking and whatnot. So that philosophy is really applied in an interconnected way more than ever. And that's really setting up our future look of a labor-free home. So that's where we get into the exotic robot conversation later on in the chat.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Cloyd in a moment. But yes, so you mentioned kicking back after a day at work and watching TV. We must start with the wallpaper TV. Please tell us about it.
Yeah, super exciting and very impressive reintroduction of wallpaper. Everyone that has seen it so far has been absolutely jaw-dropped with the picture quality, the form factor. So essentially what makes it special in our lineup is that the depth of the screen from the wall to the front of the screen is actually less than 10 millimeters. So it's a single digit 9 millimeter depth screen. So it's super, super slim. The slimmest TV we've launched with the power supply built into the TV. And that's unique. The first wallpaper was so thin that we didn't even have speakers in the TV. That's how thin it was. So we've evolved the technology to be able to give you the important basics like the speakers, power supply, but we've actually evolved the technology now to have all of the HDMIs, the USB inputs and all that in a separate, what we're calling a Zero Connect box.
Yeah. So tell us a bit more about that. So on one hand, as the name suggests, wallpaper TV is so thin, like 9 millimeters and change, that you can hang on your wall. But this Zero Connect box, which I know you have on some of your other models as well, can you tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so it's really our solution to make the TV placement a little bit more flexible in the home. So it doesn't have to go where the contractor kind of plugged in the now ancient coax cable into the house and whatnot. So it allows for a way more flexibility. So basically you can put the TV anywhere in the house. And that box, which is now actually around 35% smaller and lighter and refinished with a bit more of an interior design focus. So it has like a brushed wood look to it. So that allows you to basically freely access the ports on the TV without having to manually handle the TV. So it's a little bit more robust and versatile. So you can, you know, if you're inputting your gaming consoles, your Blu-ray player or any of your connected devices, you can do so a little bit more freely without having to handle the TV. And you could do that up to 40 feet away. We still recommend line of sight, but we could actually put that into a shelf depending on the material. So if it's a wood that's within a certain depth, you could actually put that into a shelving unit without having it in view as well.
So cool. All right, so you connect all your devices across the room, and it'll wirelessly beam that 4K video and audio to the TV, so you've got more of a minimalist look. There's the only cable coming out of the TV is that goes into the wall for power. That's it,
yeah,
and you can hide
exactly.
That as well these days. Yeah, awesome. All right, and then before we move on to robots, let's hear about other LG TVs. Perhaps we can chat for a moment about the RGB lineup, like what that's all about, that phrase, that acronym we've been hearing a lot about this show.
Yeah, so definitely a showstopper. It's the best looking non-OLED TV I've ever seen. It's a bit techy, but if you look at LED TVs, how they've evolved over the last, let's call it 5 to 10 years, the introduction of a blue LED backlight, that was really the big step forward a few years ago. That brought brightness improvement as well as color. Like, so the total number of colors that can be presented on the screen increased. So that this is really where that next step is. So obviously the primary colors being red, green, and blue. Now there's a red, green, and blue LED on the color pixel. Mm-hmm. So what that allows is way more brightness as well, but now the amount of colors that are able to be produced have actually skyrocketed past what current standards are and have gone up to 100% of what we were a color map that we refer to as BT2020, which is way past what current, like even Hollywood standards would be. So the color reproduction and brightness of these TVs is next to none.
Yeah.
So they're absolutely stunning and definitely a must see.
Speaking of brightness on the wallpaper TV, and the model number, by the way, is the LG OLED Evo W6. That is also said to be almost 4 times brighter than conventional OLEDs, which is pretty wild. Is that right, Jill?
Yeah, so it's up to 4 times brighter than our entry-level OLED. A big part of that is our patented tandem OLED, which is made by LG Display. But basically what you're getting is a very bright improvement using what we're calling hyper-radiant. So that will be the technology that you'll see on the W6 as well as our G6 OLED in 2026, specifically color brightness. So the picture will look absolutely stunning, very vivid and very immersive.
And then I wanted to also have you on the program to talk to us about the cute little Cloyd that is, I would say, the star of CES this year. What is Cloyd?
Yeah, so this is kind of something that's been happening. It's been in the making. And if you've looked at every CES, leading to a future vision that LG has of a labor-free home, where we're kind of like interconnecting all of these devices that really have manifested in this autonomous humanoid robot that we're calling Cloyd, which is essentially a series of sensors, cameras, and actuators. So it actually is moving around on actuator wheels and that the joints, let's say, in the arms and the ability to reach. And essentially what that's going to be able to do in the future is replace repetitive tasks in the home that are taking up a lot of valuable time, that are keeping people from doing what they want to be doing more often, right? So those special moments that you want more of and the time that you want to do those moments will be freed with the implementation of these robots that can do things like fold clothes, build the laundry, fill the washing machine with those clothes, or even like check on the food and other autonomous tasks that can basically free you to do more of what you want to be doing.
Awesome. All right. So Cloyd is this robot that at CES was showing this, showing put dishes in the dishwasher or fold clothes. Is this conceptual or is this something we really will see in our homes?
Yeah, fair point. So I would say at this point, it's definitely demonstrating what's possible in robotics. At this juncture, I would say it's more in concept, but definitely we've seen leaps and bounds from previous years where it was way more almost sci-fi, where this is a lot more practical implementation of our affectionate intelligence. So we could really start to see the forest for the trees, so to speak, in terms of like how this will actually impact our day-to-day lives in the near future.
Awesome. Jill, always great to chat with you, and I hope you continue to have an amazing CES, 2026 CES. And yeah, congrats on an amazing booth, or booths, plural, from LG. All the best. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thanks for having me.
We cover cybersecurity a lot on this program and how you can best protect yourself in the digital age, even if you're not super tech savvy. One part of the solution is securely shopping online. And so I'm thrilled about my partnership with Visa on Tech It Out, as they've made some significant investments in fraud prevention over the past 5 years, as much as $10 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B, to support Visa's brand promise to protect the financial information of individuals and businesses. Zero liability means peace of mind when you shop online using your Visa card. There can be no half measures when it comes to cybersecurity, which is why the company takes an aggressive and multi-layered approach to combating the rising threat of malicious software and other threats by well-funded and global criminal enterprises. Read more about Visa and how securing the world's payments is priority one at visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. When we return on Tech It Out, analyst Avi Green gives me his take on the best of CES. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
60 seconds of service.
After surviving severe health challenges and addiction, Nestor Serrano, a U.S. Army veteran, credits the Orlando VA with giving him a second chance at life. Now he spends his time volunteering in the same spaces where he once received care, guiding incoming patients, supporting families, and offering reassurance to those who feel uncertain about treatment. Serrano's lived experience allows him to connect meaningfully with others navigating hardship. He describes his volunteer work as both fulfilling and healing.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So, ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to understand the in-depth politics and profits that will be sweeping the United States in wake of Trump's Venezuela adventure, join us on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
On the pricey side,
yeah.
Because it does support that.
Yeah.
Lenovo was showing off concept laptops that are kind of mind-blowing. And the most amazing part about them is not just that some of them expand vertically. They now have one that expands horizontally, which is amazing for gamers and probably also finance pros. But
yeah, it turns like a 16-inch laptop into a 24-inch one with a push of a button or by using a voice command. That's pretty wild. Yeah, that's the Legion Pro rollable concept.
Yeah, and the amazing thing about laptops from concepts from Lenovo is they actually bring them to market most of the time. This is more of a prototype than a concept, so we'll see if or when they do, but the last time they showed off a concept laptop that with a rolling display, it turned into a real product. I have it, I use it, it's great, it's expensive, but it's not a gimmick. It raises the middle of the screen so that your neck doesn't hurt because you're looking straight instead of down. You can use it for having more information on screen for coding or for writing or for watching vertical video. You can spend way too much time watching Reels and TikTok on it. So that one was impressive. Lenovo's Motorola brand is getting into bigger foldables now. There were laptops from literally everybody, because there are new chips coming from Intel, AMD, and Qualcomm, and Intel's chips, for the first time in a long time, look really competitive.
Yeah, the Ultra Core 3s, previously known as Panther Lake in the tech community, yeah, they look pretty sweet, up to 50% more graphical capabilities, and surprisingly, better power management. You would think with all this extra power that it would eat up more battery life, but they said that they've been able to crack that code up to 27 hours. Which doesn't quite top Qualcomm's 32 or so hours, but impressive nonetheless.
Yeah, I was very impressed with what I've seen so far, and I can't wait to get in some systems to benchmark them. Qualcomm, you just mentioned, they have a mid-tier version of their X2 Snapdragon chip for PCs, and so that brings some of that performance and battery life to lower price points. So I'm looking forward to getting some of those in as well. And AMD had both consumer products, chips that are better for gaming, and lots of enterprise data center type stuff that they were talking about here at the show.
Not much from NVIDIA here, I think, other than some automotive announcements, but not really much in the graphics, like, you know, for gamers. Is that fair? And what about robots? People always say to me, because they know the show, you know, it always makes the news, robots walking around. Did you see anything there?
So, yeah, first of all, NVIDIA did have a big display over at Fontainebleau, and they had a huge keynote, but mostly it really was enterprise or data center oriented, nothing really new for gamers, at least not in the short term. Robots are great. They look great visually when you're shooting B-roll and you're watching coverage of the show, and there were a lot of them here. None of them seemed all that useful, but I did see a bunch that looked like they'd be fun companions to play with, sort of substitute pets.
I saw Tombot, which it looks like a 10-week-old lab that you never have to feed or walk or clean up after, and that is meant as a companion pet, if you will, for both kids. They said it was also for those with special needs, as well as for aging adults. They've been testing them in long-term care facilities. Really cute. I don't know if you saw that one. There's a panda bot as well.
I did see some of those. The use case for senior care, where they're actually, you're not buying it, you're actually renting it, because they have clinical data that shows depression rates are lower when you have one of these pets, and particularly when you're looking at some seniors or dementia patients, mm-hmm. they can't have a real live pet because they can't care for it.
Awesome. Avi, great to chat with you as always. Avi Greengart from Techxponential. What's the best website for our listeners to check out your work?
Techxponential.com.
All right. That's easy. Safe travels back home.
Thank you very much.
I chat with Lenovo next here at the 2026 CES in Las Vegas to hear about its innovative laptops. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
A message from Todd with Reading Online Marketing.
Here's the truth. Your competitors aren't smarter and they aren't better. Their marketing is.
Reading Online Marketing has years of experience and results backed by real data to put you on top. For maximum impact, ask about exclusive KCNR radio and digital marketing packages. Put your business everywhere your customers are.
We are local and can answer all your questions. Call me at 530-378-4060 or visit ReadingOnlineMarketing.com.
Dina's Cabinets, the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. Boom, boom, boom. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. Boom, boom, boom. The local pros.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
CES. I wrote about it this week in a few different publications. Talk to us about your experience here at the show and what people, what your what attendees are loving.
So, from a overall Lenovo standpoint, you know, we really have something from everybody, from consumer to commercial and everything in between. We talk about pocket to cloud. So literally, you know, whether it's phones with Motorola's, idea pads, our yoga lines. I specifically work in the commercial world. So I'm the ThinkPad guy. So, I mean, we've got some amazing products across the board that obviously we're making a lot of, you know, advances around AI, and that's the, you know, obviously our big ticket, but we also have to make a lot of advances in hardware as well. And so people love that balance. You know, what are we doing from the software AI world, our new announcements around Kira, you know, our new AI application that's going to be a cross-device application to try to improve efficiency and everybody's overall end user experience. People also love to see new hardware.
Yeah, and this is what I was floored by, was some of the innovation that Lenovo has here. Some of it may be conceptual, but talk to us about some of the laptops that, for example, rollable laptops. I think there's a couple.
Yeah, so rollable is something that we've been evolving over the past few years. It really kind of started probably 4 or 5 years ago with our X1 Fold series. And then we took that technology of actually having a screen that you can fold, manipulate. When we've done a couple of different proof of concepts that, you know, some have come to market fully and some are still in that proof of concept, but it shows our willingness to innovate, not be stagnant, come out with something new, get customer feedback. Everything that we do at Lenovo is based on end user experience and customer feedback. And so we want to put out these proof of concepts and really get the feedback and see where we need to either, do we need to change course and reiterate into something else, or are we on the right path and keep going? But innovation is part of one of our core tenets.
Because this is radio or a podcast, can you verbally describe what these rollable laptops look like, the ones that were unveiled this week?
Yeah, so one of the ones that we have proof of concept in the commercial segment is a personal computer that has a screen that extends up, you know, with the push of a button. It can, you know, extend up. You can also verbally tell it to extend up. You have little motion sensors on the top of the bar, but interesting on this device, the screen actually rolls over to the back side. So think about like the top cover of a device. So when you have the device closed and you're walking around, you actually have a usable screen on the top of your PC so you can get meeting updates. You can get a text message. You can get a Teams chat, something like that to let you know that you have a meeting in a few minutes. You can look at the weather, what's going on outside if you're in an office or at home. It provides you a working surface, much like instead of having to reach in and grab your phone to find out what's going on, you can look at the top of your closed laptop and you have a working surface right there.
All right. So it looks at first glance like a 13-inch laptop, but then using your voice or a push of a button, the screen can extend upwards vertically.
Correct.
To about 16 inches.
And it actually wraps around the top. So it's not, you know, going away. You actually have that full usable and then it extends over the top, you know, so the top cover of the device as well.
And I like that you can get notifications and other info when the lid is closed.
Correct.
Just for convenience sake. I also know that there's a partnership between Lenovo and FIFA, big year this year, some of the branding, and I even saw one of the touchpads on the laptops looks like a pitch. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that. I mean, we are the official technology partner of FIFA in the World Cup for 2026, and because we have such a massive presence worldwide with our technology and our hardware, we decided it would be fun to come out with some limited release products across our entire portfolio from consumer into commercial. And even, you know, if ThinkPad loyalists out there know about the track point on the middle of the keyboard, we actually even designed a little soccer ball track point that you can replace it to have it. But it kind of shows, you know, when you first open up the device and boot it up the first time, there's going to be a nice Lenovo FIFA wallpaper on the device. We have some those little pitch stickers that you'll see that are, you know, in different colors for each one of the devices. And then some of the devices on the top cover have a very smooth laser etched 26 and a little trophy to represent the 26 World Cup. Yeah. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's awesome. We are chatting with Brent Lam from Lenovo here at CES. We found the quietest pocket possible at a very busy Lenovo booth at the Venetian or restaurant that you took over as you do every year. Just one last question. If I had to press you on what you think is the product of the show from Lenovo's standpoint,
it kind of also goes along with the rollable. So we have a new Legion laptop that has a screen that lives in the same rollable, you know, flexible screen technology, but it actually goes horizontal instead of going vertical. And a lot of people, and this is something that we will probably investigate on the commercial side as well, as people want more space.
It's like having two monitors.
Exactly. And, you know, two monitors in one. And again, Lenovo with innovation, every different division is looking at trying to innovate. We all work together. It's, you know, one Lenovo mentality. And then we'll see what works and what the feedback is from the Legion. Is that something that we also need to adopt on the commercial side? But that screen has been the one thing that has really jumped out to me, and I've seen a lot of people gravitate towards that. Yeah. I'm partial to ThinkPad, and I love what we've done on our products that were announced here. That's a pretty cool Legion screen.
It is indeed. You also have Legion Go now with SteamOS, which is great. So there's a lot on the gaming front. Legion is, of course, Lenovo's sub-brand for gamers. Thanks so much for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your show. Thanks again.
All right. Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Hey, we have a lot more Tech It Out coming up, including more content from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, where I'm recording this right now. But I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Norton. In today's connected world, a simple antivirus just isn't enough. Your identity, your finances, and your privacy are all on the line. That's why you need Norton 360 with LifeLock, the comprehensive solution that bundles device security and identity theft protection. Tech It Out has proudly partnered with Norton as they protect your PC, Mac, and mobile devices from things like malware, malicious software, but LifeLock takes it a step further, constantly monitoring for the fraudulent use of your personal info from your social security number to your bank accounts. Visit norton.com/techitout for a deal on Norton software. That's norton.com/techitout. When we return on the program, digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong shares his top picks from CES.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman. Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Reach your destination, not the ditch, with Issy Tire Socks, the amazing new solution to keep you from slipping and sliding in snow and ice. And anyone can install them in minutes for emergency traction and quick trips in the winter. Issy is the global leader in tire socks, and it's no wonder why. Issy is an essential part of your winter emergency kit, whether you drive a car, SUV, or light truck. Give the gift of grip for safer driving. Available at Amazon, Walmart, and other major retailers. Don't get stuck. Get Issy, I-S-S-E, really, Issy.com.
CES 2026 is, of course, the world's largest tech event, and is taking place in Las Vegas right now, where I am for the next few days as well. And, of course, one of my favorite tech experts is here for the festivities, too. I'm referring to none other than Mario Armstrong, digital lifestyle expert, who's joining me live right now from another location here at this massive convention to give us the scoop on some of the hot tech trends coming our way. Hey, Mario, good to chat with you, and I wish we were side by side as we've done those TV interviews before, but hope you're having a great show so far.
Great show so far, and good to hear your voice. Happy New Year to you and to everybody. And you're right, it's like 43 football fields of technology that the two of us are out here trying to cover with like 4,000 exhibitors and 2.5 million square feet of space. So I did team up with a few brands that I found some great products that are really good, some fun stuff here at CES.
Okay, awesome. So where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with some of the brands I teamed up with, like LG. LG's got this Ultra Gear Evo AI. Now, this is for gamers, so the gamers listen up, because this is all about 5K AI upscaling technology, which is going to sharpen those details so you have that ultra smooth performance. You're going to analyze and be able to enhance content in real time because they're using AI scene optimization and AI sound, which really just adds to a more immersive experience. So that's one. And then something else from LG, you know I had to go look for robots. So I found Robot Cloyd, which is connected through LG's ThinkQ. It uses cameras, sensors, and articulated arms. It handles basic chores, learn routines, proactively helping to make everyday life easier and more efficient. This is the Jetsons.
At their event, they were showing Cloyd folding laundry and like loading the dishwasher and stuff. That's yep. Pretty awesome. It's Rosie the Robot is around the corner. So that's Cloyd from LG. Love it. And a gaming monitor as well. And you have something from Honeywell Home, right? A legacy brand that is keeping up with the times.
It is a legacy brand. They've been around for decades, and the Honeywell Home X8S, it's the only thermostat in the U.S. and Canada that can stream live video from multiple doorbell brands. So from First Alert and Ring, mm-hmm. You can see and talk to visitors right on its 5-inch touchscreen, which is great. But it also does things like tracks indoor quality, your HVAC performance. It'll send you any issues or alerts to your phone. And then it has these customizable idle screens. I mean, it's a thermostat. It's in your house, so it may as well do something while it's sitting there. So it can show weather forecasts, but it also has design themes that you can choose from if you really are into your fashion and decor of your house.
Yeah. All right. Now let's pivot and talk personal tech, Mario.
It's always going to be sound for me, man. I love listening to podcasts, watching video, checking out YouTube. So for me, turning heads in audio is the new JBL Sound Gear Clips. These are clip-ons. These are open-ear headphones, so they don't cover your ear canal, which is great because you can hear your surroundings. Mm-hmm. But they clip on just like a fashion accessory. They got multiple accents, different colors, bold options, and they're really meant to be seen and heard. Like, you clip them on alongside your earrings or sunglasses if you're into fashion and you want to be stylish.
Open-ear earbuds are very popular now, so
very
safer,
popular.
Safer for pedestrians and cyclists.
Man, it's the safest way to be able to still be able to, you know, listen to what you want to listen to, but still be aware of what's mm-hmm. going on. And then also making waves kind of in the homes as well, but more for our teeth, is Lifein Wave Pro. Now, the Lifein, L-I-F-E-I-N, Wave Pro, it's the world's first toothbrush that combines oscillation and vibration, which basically gives you, like, pro cleaning at home. Pro-level cleaning, I should say. It delivers 66,000 vibrations per minute. It's got a built-in pressure sensor that vibrates or lights up if you brush too hard. My dentist is always telling me I brush too hard, which is not good for my gum lines.
And your enamel. Yeah, I've been told that too.
Yeah. So you can choose from daily or deep clean modes to personalize your routine, which is really great. And then I love that you can actually get brushing reports via their app. I've never had a brushing report, so I'm looking forward to getting that.
Why don't we now end off, Mario? We are chatting with Mario Armstrong, digital lifestyle expert, who's also at the 2026 CES, as I am, in Las Vegas. Why don't we end off with two more innovations that got your attention?
Okay, real quick, let's jump over to the Roborock Saros 20. Now, this is a smart vacuum, and I know you've heard of smart vacuums before, but this one uses AI to scan and interpret your space in real time, and it maps over 200 household objects to automatically choose the best cleaning strategy. What I really like, though, is what's really unique is that it even adjusts its own height automatically. So if you got to go from one floor surface to a different type,
or climb onto a carpet. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then it can drop down and lower itself for stronger suction on hard floors and carpets. And then finally, laptops. So Asus has the ZenBook A series out here. They have the ZenBook A16, which is a 16-inch OLED display, and they have the A14, which has incredible battery life. We're talking more than 30 hours. Both of them weigh under 3 pounds, and they feature the Asus Sara aluminum finish, which means it's scratch and smudge resistant, which is really nice. And of course, it's got AI power performance in there as well to try to make your tasks a little bit less effortless.
All right. So some awesome innovations from Roborock and Asus, Lifen, JBL, Honeywell Home, and LG. Love it. Is there a place, Mario, where our listeners can see some of these products that you're showing this week on TV? Is there a website?
Yeah, that'd be great for them to go and check it out. Go to bestofces.com. That's bestofces.com. If you want to see what I'm seeing on the show floor, then go to my Instagram at Mario Armstrong. Hopefully you'll see a selfie of Mark and I.
Fingers crossed, buddy. That would make my show. Have a fantastic rest of your CES. Thanks so much for carving out some time to chat.
I appreciate it, man. Have a great rest of your day, and I'm looking forward to your coverage as well, man. You got a lot going on.
All right, when we return on Tech It Out, I'll share a few of my highlights from the 2026 CES. I was on TV a bunch of times last week from Vegas chatting about highlights from the convention. So I'll share mine, including a dual-screen laptop, what Intel had cooking up at the show, a new processor, very exciting stuff, some smart home gear, a high-tech GPS dog collar that creates an invisible fence for your furry friend, and a lot more. So stick with us. More Tech It Out coming right up. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. We'll be right back to continue the CES edition of Tech It Out.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McLean News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
Any movie into a private theater experience and with impressive audio. Other features include the latest AI-powered Intel processor, which I'll tell you more about in a moment, long battery life, and on the exterior, a super tough ceramic finish called Ceraluminum. Asus.com has more on the Asus ZenBook Duo 2026 edition. Speaking of laptops, Intel is garnering a ton of buzz here at the show over its Core Ultra 3 processor, previously codenamed Panther Lake. It puts the AI inside the PC itself. So moving AI from the cloud to the computer to help with tasks like real-time language translation, photo and video enhancements, and writing assistance, to name a few, with better responsiveness and better privacy, since you don't have to be connected to the internet or share your content with external AI agents. The new processor's graphical capabilities are up to 50% faster than before for games and 4K video editing, while amazingly, these powerful processors consume less energy, which results in much longer battery life. Head over to Intel's website for more on that. Next up, TP-Link had an amazing booth here at CES, and they were showing some smart home tech, including the Tapo C645D kit. It's a solar-powered dual-lens outdoor security camera system designed to keep an eye on large areas. It features a fixed 2K ultra-wide 165-degree lens and a 2K pan-and-tilt telephoto lens, which work in sync to provide panoramic coverage and detailed zoom for smart tracking of people, pets, and vehicles, and without requiring a subscription. This IP65 weather-resistant outdoor camera works with a companion app, so you can see what's going on outside your home even when you're not there. There's two night vision modes, full color with spotlights, or an infrared option that works in complete darkness. And get this, 1 hour of sunlight powers the camera for a full day, while the 10,000 milliamp battery lasts for up to 4 months. TP-Link.com has more. Gaming is also huge here at CES. Lenovo had several innovative computers, but gamers on the go will love the new and updated Legion Go, now powered by Steam OS. So you get the performance you want with the AMD Ryzen Z2 Extreme processor, up to 32 gigs of RAM and up to 2 terabytes of storage, but also the freedom and game access of the Steam operating system. So it delivers a desktop-like experience in your hands. Speaking of which, it houses a gorgeous 8.8-inch OLED display nestled between two console-like controllers. But you can also connect this to a monitor or big-screen TV if you like, and remove the controllers on each end to play with your feet up on the coffee table, if you're allowed to do that in your home. Visit Lenovo.com for more on the Legion Go with Steam OS. Speaking of fast storage, SanDisk unveiled its new internal drive brand here at CES called Optimus. Gamers are gushing about this because it's high-performance solid-state drives for gamers, creators, and professionals alike. For example, the SanDisk Optimus GX7100M is a solid-state drive that's perfect for handheld gaming consoles and laptops with really fast speeds. Forgive the geek speak, but it's up to 7250 megabits per second, so really fast to keep up with those demanding games. The drives go up to 2 terabytes, so you don't have to uninstall games you still want to play just to install new ones, which I really like. Expect the new SanDisk Optimus branding to roll out the first half of 2026. And one more to leave you off with, especially for dog lovers. It's called the Spot-On GPS Fence Nova Edition, which is a wireless dog fence built into a collar. It allows owners to create customized virtual containment anywhere, from large acreage farms while traveling on vacation, at home, or in wooded terrain. In the off chance your furry friend breaches the invisible perimeter, you can track their whereabouts to retrieve them. Spot-On's Nova Edition is packed with a dual-band, dual-feed GPS antenna and receiver to pull in more and higher quality satellites for far better location accuracy. It's up to 8 times more accurate, in fact. Spot-on GPS Fence Nova Edition helps dog owners protect their pets without needing to bury wires or deal with HOA restrictions on physical fences. SpotOnFence.com has more. Well, there you have it, a look at some great gear debuting first here at the 2026 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Hey, I hope you all enjoyed this CES edition of Tech It Out, our first show from 2026. If you want to reach out on social media to say hi, it's Mark Saltzman, Mark with a C, S-A-L-T-Z-M-A-N. You can find me on all the big social media platforms. I'm wishing you a fantastic rest of your day, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another brand new episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now. Ciao.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.